Yerushalmi Ma'asasheni, corresponding to Bechayros Bavli Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Lamed Aleph on the fifth line, Amar Yosi ben Chanina. Amar Yosi ben Chanina, Ein Loken Chutz Lechoyma Ela Al Ma'asasheni Toho Shenechas Yerushalayim B'Yartza. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says that lash is only given for eating Ma'asasheni outside of Yerushalayim if it was Toho and was taken into Yerushalayim and then removed. Minayin She'ein Mechuba. And then Gemara asks, from where do we know that rubbing is not entirely like eating and drinking? Kadadatani b'Shabbos ben Sicha she'ishal tanug ben Sicha she'inishal tanug muta b'Yom Kippurim ben Sicha she'ishal tanug ben Sicha she'inishal tanug asa b'Tisha B'av v'Tanis Sibul b'Sicha she'ishal tanug asa or she'inishal tanug muta. And the Gemara answers this question from a Braisa. It says that on Shabbos both rubbing for pleasure and rubbing not for pleasure but rather for healing are permitted. On Yom Kippur both are prohibited. On Tisha B'Av and public fast days, rubbing for pleasure is prohibited, rubbing not for pleasure is permitted. V'atani Shabbos Sicha L'Shtia Le'Isser U'L'Tashlumim Avroi La'Inish B'Yom Kippurim Le'Isser Avroi La'Inish. We give a second answer from a Braisa. Rubbing is like drinking for the prohibition of a non-kohen using truma and for payment of the principal and the extra fifth for inadvertently consuming it, but not for the punishment of death from heaven for intentionally consuming it. On Yom Kippur, they are the same for the prohibition of consuming, but not for the punishment of kohes for intentionally transgressing. V'atani le'yichalalu la'avi esasach v'esashoyseh. The Gemara asks a question from a Braisa. The pasuk says concerning a non-kohen eating truma in Vayikra Chof Beis Pasuk Tezvav, and they shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel. This includes rubbing and drinking that is prohibited like eating. And Rabbi Yochanan leiskan sach. Rabbi Yochanan answers, no, the case of rubbing should be erased from the Braisa. And Rabbi Abba Mari, v'in leiskan sach, leiskan shoyset, lechein dover shubar mishnei lavim mitzdaref. Rabbi Abba Mari said, but if you erase rubbing, you must also erase drinking, as if drinking is included in eating, it doesn't need to be learned from the pasuk of they shall not profane. Otherwise, eating and drinking will be learned from two different psukim, so they will not combine to create an amount that obligates them paying the extra fifth. Minayin shehu mechuba ba'asei. The Gemara asks them, where do we know that the person who rubs ma'aseh sheni outside Yerushalayim has negated a positive mitzvah? Avlaza b'shem Reb Simai. Lo nasati memenu lameis manenkaimin im lahavi loy awenu tachrichin doshu osa lechai hu osa koshken lameis. The Gemara answers from Beloza, quoting Reb Simai, the pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chavav Pasuk Yudalad, I didn't give from it for the dead. Now what's the case? If he declared that he didn't buy a coffin and burial shrouds with ma'aseh sheni money, would even for the living it would be prohibited since it's not for consumption? Eidu doshu muta lechai b'ha v'hu osa lameis havi oimer zu sicha. Rather, what is permitted for the living but prohibited to do with a corpse? The answer is rubbing oils.